You're listening to The Writer's Block, presented by Bud Select, with Benjamin Hockman, Derek Gould, and Ben Fredrickson on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
What kind of boy that be full of that troll? What kind of boy street shop like an Eskimo?
Juve, what kind of boy wanna be like me? A one that wanna go get that 98 Mercedes.
BG, what kind of boy got 10 round his neck? What? 20 on his wrist.
Benjamin Hockman, Ben Ferguson, Chris Gardner, and Haircut. We are pleased to be joined by our co-host, Derek Gould of the Post-Dispatch, with some breaking news.
Yes, sir. Up here on STLtoday.com, right now, is the finality, closure, the results of the commissioner's investigation into the Cardinals hacking thing. And it's the penalties are severe. They're significant.
Okay.
The commissioner leveled a lot more details, again, can be found at STLtoday.com. The story is up there. And the guts of it are that the Cardinals must pay a $2 million fine. That's the most that the commissioner can assess. The Cardinals will lose their first two draft picks in the upcoming draft. Ooh, and oh all God. The bonus allowances. It gets worse. Those picks will go to the Astros.
Oh.
Along with the bonus allowances. And the $2 million fine will also go to the Cardinals. Or, I'm sorry, to the Astros.
So the Astros get everything from the Cardinals.
Get everything from the Cardinals. Chris Correa has also been put on the permanently ineligible list.
Okay. So right away, $2 million, Cardinals write a check, mm-hmm. give it to the Astros. Right away, Cardinals, first two picks in this upcoming draft, the 2017
yep.
draft,
yep.
The Cardinals will not make those picks, or they will give those picks to the Houston Astros to make those picks instead.
Mm-hmm.
This is clearly severe punishment. At least there's some closure. Good reporting. Great reporting, obviously, from Derek Gould here of the Post-Dispatch and of our radio show. Chris?
So, Derek, out of those things that you just detailed there, I guess the Cardinals would consider losing their first two draft picks as the most severe in their eyes, correct?
Yes.
And did they get a pick? Remind me, is their second pick a compensatory first-round pick from one of the that was last year. It's just a standard second round pick, or is it a?
No, they have a competitive balance pick.
Yes, that's what
okay.
I was thinking.
So they have a competitive balance pick. This is pick number 56 and okay. number 75 will
wow.
go. So the Cardinals lost pick number 19 because they signed Dexter Fowler. So the next two available picks will go to the Astros.
So you
number 56 and 75.
So where will their first pick be?
Number 94.
So they're not. Wow.
And can you put in perspective, Derek, what that means for the Cardinals in regards to getting talent with those two picks? How that could potentially, in what ways can that hurt the Cardinals going forward?
Well, it reduces their bonus pool. They had $3.9 million coming in, which was the next to least, so the 29th largest bonus pool going into the 2017 draft. That has been slashed by $1.8 million.
Oh, wow.
So they're down to $2.1 million, so slashes it nearly in half. And so it severely limits their ability.
Yeah.
So this is the big question going into this was, what did the Cardinals know and how... You know, obviously Correa did things that were extensively wrong and illegal. Does this get to the root of, was there anyone else involved? Is this going to have any specific other punishments for anyone in the organization not named Chris Correa, who's now, of course, no longer with the Cardinals?
Right. No. In the commissioner's decision, he holds the team liable, but did not find any other individuals to be punished.
Can you, Derek, put into perspective the difference between just the team losing the picks and having to give the league the money to what the actual news is, losing the picks to Houston and giving the money to Houston?
I'm sorry, what's that? Sorry.
Oh, just the idea of, like, they could have just lost the picks and they just took the picks away.
Well, okay, so that's a good question, and that's something that I did not entirely understand until recently. Is yes, they could. And my understanding was that they could assess those penalties based on the action or based on the benefit of baseball or the 29 other teams, saying, look, this is a transgression against not just the Astros, but baseball in general. We cannot do this within our ranks. And so as the commissioner who is, you know, powered by the 30 teams, he could levy a punishment just on behalf of the 29 teams.
Mm-hmm.
In a way, this is a far harsher penalty because it says you act out against another team, you have to give that team the penalty.
Mm.
So the Astros directly benefit from this.
But
so I was not aware that the commissioner I was aware he could do that.
Mm.
I was not aware that that was something that he was eager to do. But I found out that the Astros actually filed a claim.
Okay.
So they made a formal ask of the commissioner to look, this hurt us individually.
Right.
We should benefit individually.
Should the Cardinals, Derek, be more mad that Houston's getting their stuff, or is it doesn't matter where to them where it's going? It just stinks that they're losing it, that being the two picks and the $2 million.
That's a good question.
I know you don't.
Well,
have
they're
all
gonna
the
be no, they're gonna be mad about it because they think, and they weren't able to prove it because the courts would not allow them to subpoena information from the Astros or collector. There is a belief that the Astros took information from the Cardinals. I mean, that's how this whole thing started. Whether it's founded or not, or whether it can be proven true or not, one of the reasons
mm-hmm.
Chris Correa did this was because he thought that the Astros took information.
Again, breaking news from Derek Gould of the Post-Dispatch and here on the Writer's Block presented by Bud Select. The Cardinals Wiki Beaks has come to an end. The Cardinals will give their first two draft picks in this upcoming draft, picks 56 and 75, to Houston.
Here you go. The evidence,
as well as $2 million.
The evidence did not establish that any Cardinals employee other than Mr. Correa was responsible for the intrusions.
Okay.
And I
accordingly,
think
no Cardinals employee or former employee other than Correa will be subject to discipline by my office.
Yeah, I think
that's a direct quote from the commissioner.
I think just like people around St. Louis think, well, there's absolutely that the Astros took information from the Cardinals. Just the people in Houston say, well, absolutely someone else in the Cardinals knew about this. But, you know, you also have to think of it, Correa too, he was doing this, it was helping him with his job, right? I mean, he was making better, more informed decisions because he had basically access to a whole other team's thought process,
right,
as well. So there was incentive for him to keep this a secret as well, because it was like he had this extra resource,
right,
that he could make look smarter when he discussed things because he had the work of a whole other team backing him up. So that's not something you exactly want to give away, because
right,
because then that shows why you have the information you have.
Right, exactly. You know, I mean, and that was outlined in the documents that were unsealed this past weekend, was the clear benefit as to what, you know, how he could use this information and what he sought out to do, and also the information that he could then turn to help inform his decisions. It was almost like, you know, the documents kind of portray it as he had a second source to go to, that was this wealthy source mm-hmm. of an entire team.
Yeah.
Do you think if, and I know the Cardinals will obviously, there's no pushback from them on this. They just have to take this, right?
They just have to
take it. There's no appeal process or anything like that. What do you think their reaction is going to be to this? Not the one they put out in a press release, but when they heard the news that this was coming down, what do you think their gut reaction response was to it? You think they expected more? They probably expected less, right?
Yeah, my guess is they thought it was as harsh as it could possibly be realistically. Like, they're not going to say, like, we have to give the Astros Alex Reyes or something. Realistically, losing your first two picks and $2 million, right?
Right. I mean, again, the $2 million may seem like a pittance when we're talking about, you know,
right,
players making $20 million or everything like that. But that's the most that the commissioner can fine a team.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually the most he's ever fined.
So there's a symbolic aspect
as
well.
So there's a symbolic aspect to it as well. That it goes to the Astros is also symbolic as well. I will say this, and I said this morning on the morning after when I joined the guys there. You know, the Cardinals, to their credit, or I don't know if it's to their credit, but the Cardinals, meaning Bill DeWitt and John Mozeliak and their attorneys, but namely DeWitt and Mozeliak, have never once shied away from the fact that they were going to get punched for this.
Yeah.
They have all said, in fact, the word that I heard repeatedly, even at the beginning of this, or mm-hmm. you go back to the GM meetings a year and a half ago, not this past year, but the previous year in Boca Raton, and the commissioner let all the GMs there know he had no patience for this kind of action. Now, he was still in the process of investigating it, but his point was, look, this stuff, the feds were interested in this stuff. We know there's an issue, enough. And it was at that point in time that the Cardinals came out of there, whether it was said to them or whether they just got the same sense that, heck, I did, having talked to the commissioner that day. They were, quote unquote, the word I used, they are, quote unquote, braced for a significant penalty. They never thought that this, you know, there was some thought, well, you know, the longer this goes on, the more it can be swept under the conversation. The longer this goes on, the less it, they, the Cardinals never felt that way. And whether or not the Astros felt that way because they wanted an urgency of push, you know, in some ways, though, let's be honest, the Astros are getting what they asked for here.
Yeah.
You know, well, if they wanted more, oof.
That's kind of my question right now is that we're going to be Cardinal-centric with this, obviously, because it's hitting the team in our city. But if you're in Houston, you're an Astros fan today, or you're a member of their scouting department, aren't you a little elated?
Free players? Are you kidding me?
And getting, you know, the draft picks and the money to play with as well. I mean, you're sitting there looking like, all right, how's this draft shaping up here? Whereas if with the Cardinals, Randy Flores is sitting there like, I better do pretty good here.
Yeah, yeah.
I got to, I got to really, really try and find some, you know, some later round draft picks.
Some Rosenthal's and Seagrass.
You're racing thoughts through your head at that point.
Right.
Yeah, no question about
it. It's going to be fascinating because you're already hearing, Derek has just described how this is the max penalty that the commissioner has handed out. Buster Olney is saying, reporting that, you know, he's hearing reaction from you know, evaluators in, around the league that they think the punishment of the Cardinals is shockingly light. You hear, I mean, it's going to be people, you're going to hit it across the board. Houston got what it wanted. The Cardinals are feeling like they got tombstone, like, you know, elbow dropped. And then meanwhile, other people are saying, well, we thought it should be more.
Do you think those people just assume, like I see Jeff Passan here tweets, it still defies logic that Chris Correa was the only person who knew. Do you think a lot of people are feeling that it was light because they just are not buying that?
I think a lot of people, how to put this? I think a lot of people are eager to guess as to what's going on because guessing is easier than reporting.
Yeah, that's fair.
I also think you have to look at it.
And I'm not saying that about you brought up Jeff, and I'm not saying that about Jeff. Jeff is a heck of a reporter. However, I see a lot of people who, and you know what? Scrap the reporting part about reading. A lot of people are eager to, you know, guess because guessing takes a lot less effort than actually going out to finding the information.
I think it's...
And having gone down the rabbit hole of who else could have been involved, what did Correa mean by things, you know... I mean, I just I can speculate about a lot of things, and some of them will be right, but you know what? 100% of them won't be. And right now, today, I cannot tell you which 50% of my speculation would be right and which 50% of my speculation will be wrong. But it will all be informed. But I can't have the access to the actual information to be right.
I got a couple thoughts on that, and I had somebody earlier this morning compared it to when the NCAA happens, they don't, you know, there's a failure to monitor. And it's like, okay, I hear that, but this isn't NCAA, this is a federal investigation. Like, the feds don't say, oh, well, we think, surely this guy had to tell somebody, right? So we're going to punish X, Y, and Z. They have to have proof. I mean, it's legal. You have to have confirmation that someone else knew. And it's not, speculation is not confirmation. It is hard to, it is, you know, a valid point to say, man, this guy had all this information. He was doing it for more than 2 years, and he didn't tell anybody in the office. It's fair to wonder that, but it's also, you don't punish someone or fine them or something if you can't on the thought that they maybe we can't believe they didn't commit a federal crime
unless you're the NFL.
What you're accusing them of? Yeah, but Tom Brady deflating footballs isn't what you're accusing of. But I think it needs to be pointed out, like. You're accusing someone of knowing about a federal crime and not doing anything about it.
Right.
That is not a recruiting violation. That is not deflating footballs. That's serious.
That's federal
crime. And they operate as a serious business. So if they don't have anything that sticks, they might think, a lot of people in the Cardinals know. We'll probably never know.
Yeah.
But they couldn't prove it.
Right.
Well, that's the information that they had.
I mean, look,
MLB is punishing the Cardinals for this because Correa's not with them anymore. So if MLB just wanted to punch Correa, they made him ineligible for life. But that has they are punishing the Cardinals. The ramifications they took are punishing the Cardinals, not Correa. He's He can't be. Right. He's going to jail.
Yeah.
Right. And you know the point you made is look, they federal investigators stormed Bush Stadium. They removed computers from Bush Stadium to trace what happened.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the Cardinals all lawyered up at that point, and then about a month and a half, 2 months later, it became public. And even to that point, let me rephrase that. The Cardinals as a team lawyered up at that point. But until it went public later on, there had not been individuals who were also getting lawyers. It's when it went public, you know, with the New York Times story and then everything that kind of followed that, you know, that everybody got their lawyer.
And very good lawyers.
And really good lawyers. Yeah, let's not miss
these
that.
These are very experienced veterans.
Again, the breaking news here, the Cardinals will lose their first two picks in the upcoming draft, that being the June draft, picks number 56 and 75. Those picks go to the Houston Astros, as does $2 million. These are the punishments the Cardinals get for their involvement in what Chris calls WikiBeaks, the hacking scandal. So, yeah, let's take a quick break because when we come back, we'll break this down some more. Yeah. You're on the Riders Box between my Bud Select and Benjamin Hockman alongside Derek Gould, Ben Fredrickson, Chris Gardner, Brendan Schaefer here on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 and InsideSTL.com.